Hawaii is so far away, people only think of it as a tiny market, so it doesn't get the attention that it deserves. But I will say this, the companies that come here, they end up finding that this is a really good place to do business with.
Where do you think the gaping hole or the opportunity is? Where's the opportunity for dental offices and then also for the vendors that work with them?
Hawaii is a lot of similar types of practices. You know, all the different niches of dentistry, there's a lot fewer, I would say, out here. I believe anyone who wants to really do more education here, there's actually a chance to impact dentistry because it's easier to implement some of these other procedures.
Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Goat. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. But you can't grow if you live on an island thousands of miles away from the mainland in the United States and you are 10 years behind. And today, my guest, Dr. Tony Kim, is going to break down what's going on in Hawaii and why that market is behind a little bit clinically, operationally, marketing. I recently had a trip there. We're going to share that whole story. And there's a lot of opportunity there for a lot of people, not just dentists, but also vendors and other people. And Dr. Kim is going to break down why it's so important that we include Hawaii in what we're doing with our business plans. Stay tuned. I have Dr. Kim here today, who's a dentist in Hawaii, and I'm going to just quickly share with the audience how we met. So recently, I went over to Hawaii, and we had a conference over there. It was a little bit of a smaller conference around full arch, and we were talking with a lot of the local dentists there on the main island, and it was so much fun. It was really, really cool. And Dr. Kim, you have multiple practices there in Hawaii. And I know one of the things that you're trying to do is bring more education to the island and also just create there's a lot of opportunity there. I noticed that it kind of, and I don't mean this in a bad way because I love Hawaii. I love traveling there and I'll go back in a heartbeat. If you said, hey, we're doing another thing, I'll be there in a minute. But I did notice it was kind of like going back 10 years from the mainland of just the questions that the doctors were asking and kind of where they were, maybe not clinically, but maybe operationally and marketing. It kind of felt like I went in a time machine and went back a couple years. So yeah, I would love to kind of get your perception on that of Hawaii, what it's like there, and then what you're trying to do.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Well, it was awesome meeting you when you came over. Looking forward to, you know, hopefully working together. So excited about that. Yeah, Hawaii is a different animal. We're part of the United States, but we're so isolated here that things are like 10 years behind. And you notice, you probably did a little quick scan of the marketing that's here. I mean, not everyone doesn't even have websites, right?
I know. And social media. I asked a question. I said, how many of you are doing some kind of online marketing? And almost nobody rose their hand. And then someone rose their hand and we're like, we do tons of postcards. Everybody does postcards here.
Yeah. So postcards, mailers, the old school way is still the way things are done. Magazines, newspapers. I mean, there's a few guys doing TV too, and it seems to be working for them. Yeah. Radio also. But yeah, online, I think it's just like a really big gaping hole. And, you know, when I was in California like 10 years ago, even then, online was starting up. So, you know, it's just
so what. So what are you trying to do? I know you want to specifically want to bring more education to the island, so that clinically, the doctors aren't 10 years behind clinically, right? So, could you tell me a little bit of what you're trying to do with that?
Yeah, you know, because we're so isolated that it's hard for docs to get education. Because not only do you have to take time off, you got to fly, you know, across the Pacific, and then you got to stay there longer. So it's like a bigger ordeal. Plus, you know, these days, the newer docs who really want the education, they got so much debt. It's like, man, I don't know how they do it. So my thought was like, why don't we try to get educators to come to Hawaii? This is like a number one tourist destination. So it's like, why don't they come over here? Enjoy vacation and teach some dentists who really want to learn, you know? So that's my goal, is trying to bring those guys over here and just have a teaching center of this league.
Hey, got an important announcement for you. We are hosting the second annual Full Arch Advantage event where you learn to create, convert, and close more full arches so your office can grow the way that you want. This is going to be in partnership with BioHorizons, and this is our second year, but the important part is it's going to be virtual, so you don't have to fly out, buy hotels, travel with your team. You can just register and block off the days and watch virtually. And right now we have early bird pricing. It's never going to be cheaper than right now. I don't even have a discount code because it's so cheap. It's only $199 right now to register. And it's for your team. It's for your dentists. It's for your treatment coordinators, your dental assistants, and your marketing managers. And you're going to learn a ton of stuff to grow. Last year's event had a 74 MPS score, which is amazing. And the feedback was really, really good. So if you're looking at leveling up, we have a ton of new content, a ton of new automations and things that you can add to your practice to really grow, and executing on the phones to make sure that you can grow the way that you want. So don't miss this. Go to Full Arch Advantage right now and sign up. This price will not be around for long.
So why do you think the educators haven't done that yet? Is it because the market's too small in Hawaii, or it's too segmented because it's all on little islands, so you to get everywhere? Or is it more just they don't know? Like, I never even thought about it. I just thought, I work with almost a dentist in almost every single state, and I in the United States, and I have people in Canada, and we have people all over the world. I have people from Saudi Arabia reaching out, Dubai. We're not there, but I've had people reach out about that. So I never even thought about it until you came and talked to me about it and said, hey, this is an opportunity, and kind of here's where we're at. What are your thoughts? Why do you think the people haven't really caught on to that opportunity yet?
Well, you know, it's just like anything. Hawaii is so far away. People only think of it as a tiny market, so it doesn't get the attention that it deserves. But I will say this, the companies that come here, they end up finding that this is a really good place to do business with. You know, the biggest Costco, the multiple Costcos are on Oahu. The biggest Home Depot is here. There's a lot of companies that when they do come here, it ends up being their most successful like branch. So, you know, people are here. We like stuff.
Yeah,
so
there's 1.5 million people live in Hawaii. Is that right? Does that sound
right?
Yeah,
that's about right.
Yeah. So it's a decent size state from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just
and then
the attention.
How does the economics work in Hawaii? Is it first with dentists? Who opens up a dental practice in Hawaii? Is it only people who are from Hawaii, or is anybody like moving there to open up dental practices? Like, as an example, Arizona is very popular. Florida is very popular for dentists to move to and try to open practices. And Florida even has like rules that you can't just move there and open up a practice, right? You have to live there for a while and all these kind of things. So like how does that work?
It is harder to open a practice here just because first of all, it's quite expensive just to live here. And then the rent, staff, I know it's universal, but especially here, it's hard. And then if you're not from here, definitely doing business here is a little bit different than probably a lot of the United States. You have to be a little bit more plugged in, be involved locally with other people. Just doing a scratch startup as someone who's not from here or has lived here, there just might be some additional challenges. So, you know,
you guys were talking, like when I walked in, you guys were like, yeah, last time we did one of these, someone tried to come in a full suit. No one would listen. You know what I mean? Like there's a little culture. I asked people what's the radius that people are attracted to your office? Cause in the States, like in a city, it's like maybe 3 miles, maybe in the rural areas, it's a little bit more. What's the driving radius? And someone said, all of my patients walk to my office, and I just started dying laughing. You know what I mean? Like, okay, that's a little bit different. So yeah, it's definitely different culturally. So then people aren't moving there. These are people who were born there that are like working up into opportunities that they've already had in probably other dental offices. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say mostly they're either from here or they've lived here a while and just worked here. And then they kind of move into getting their own practice. You're right. That's the majority.
And then I'm looking at just like a population list, just to give people an idea. California has 38, 39 million, Texas 30, right? And then Hawaii has 1.5 5 million. It's 40th on the list. But there's, I mean, Wyoming only has 500,000. Vermont, is there DSOs in Hawaii?
Yeah, there are. There's not tons, but there's some.
There's some. Okay. Yep. And then what is the, where do you think the gaping hole or the opportunity is? Where's the opportunity for dental offices and then also for the vendors that work with them? Because we have a lot of vendors that are going to listen to this and be like, man, maybe I need to start thinking through putting Hawaii on my visit list.
Yeah, well, Hawaii is a lot of similar types of practices. There are fewer practices, I would say, that are trying to do more special work, let's say dental implants, cosmetics, sleep apnea, you know, all the different niches of dentistry. There's a lot fewer, I would say, out here. So that is tied, in my personal belief, is tied to that there's a lot of lack of education here. So I believe anyone who wants to really do more education here, there's actually a chance to impact dentistry because it's easier to implement some of these other procedures.
And you're probably not going to fight people too. That was the one thing when I was over there. I was like, who are you guys using? I'm not used to like, who are you using for digital marketing? Oh, they're good. Or, oh, you know, you need to be careful of this with them. They kind of, you know,
yeah.
But everybody was like, no, we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Which it's not like you guys don't have internet there, right? It's not like people aren't Googling you. It's just that they're not at that stage yet,
yeah,
of for attracting new patients, because it is a little bit more complicated than just sending a postcard. I love this. So if someone wants to work there and they're not like not a dentist, but somebody who, or maybe they're a dentist and they do education. So there's a lot of people who do full arch courses and things like that. Maybe for them to consider coming over there and teaching would be a good opportunity. And then also there would be an opportunity, like I know patient financing, there's an opportunity. I know all the equipment, all that stuff, like all of these things, there's huge opportunities out there. So would someone just reach out to you and talk to you and just say, hey, let's try to create these opportunities?
Yeah, totally. You know, my Instagram handle is Digital Smile Doc. So, you know, people reach out to me and we've actually done some events already. It's just, I'd like to do more. And yeah. I know, you know, we spoke with our mutual friend, Armand. He's definitely interested in doing more education out here.
Me too. I'll fly out there anytime. I'm in California, so I'm as close as you're going to get to Hawaii. And it's so much fun every time I go out there. I love the food. I love the people. The weather's always beautiful. One question I did have. Yep. So Honolulu is like the main hub where everybody flies into for the most part.
Yep.
But there's a ton of vacation spots everywhere else. If someone wants to get dentistry done, if I live in Hawaii and I want to get dentistry done, am I flying or sailing over to Honolulu, or does each market have their own dentist? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, good question. There are good dentists on all the islands. It's just that they're usually really, really busy. And I've had patients fly over from the other islands just because the waiting lists are like 2 months, sometimes 3 months. And they're like, I can't wait around that long, you know?
So there's not enough dentists, so that you're actually underserved with the number of dentists that you guys have there then.
On Oahu, the main hub, the main island, but the other islands, man, yeah. If you just set up.
And what about for like large treatment? Are people willing to travel to island for larger treatment, like full arch and stuff like that, aligners, braces, or no, not really?
Yes, for full arch, like when I do my big cases, I do get some patients from other islands. I know some of my friends and colleagues, they also have the same thing. So the other islands know when there's something that's more serious, they're used to just flying to Oahu. It's not abnormal for them.
Got it. And then I was thinking there for a second, I was like, what about like tourist dentistry, right? Because I know a lot of people are like, I'll go to Mexico to get my implants, or I'll go to, I went to Turkey and everybody had these head wraps on, right? These bandages around their head. And I'm like, man, this guy had a head injury. And then I saw another one. I'm like, two head injuries. That's crazy. But then I realized someone told me, no, it's like it's the tourist capital of the world for hair implants for guys, where they get the skin transplanted from different parts of their body onto their head and they like surgically have it put on. So, but I don't think that you couldn't attract people from the mainland because the costs, that your costs aren't lower than the mainland, right? Like your costs are probably higher than the mainland, right?
Probably similar. It might be slightly lower, but the main attraction would be like flying here, getting some work done. And while you're healing or in temporaries, then you just rest here. And what better place to rest here? And then you go back. So you know, it's funny you mentioned that because that's some projects that I am working on is trying to get things quick so you can vacation and then go home finished.
Yeah, because what to make dental tourism work, what you have to do is you have to have, okay, how much is it for a vacation there?
Yeah.
So let's just say, I'm just going to use round numbers, right? It's $10,000 to have a week vacation, right? So then, and then if you have a $30,000 treatment in the States, but you can get it for $20,000 and get your vacation paid for. So now you're paying the same amount as the treatment plus getting a vacation on top of it. That's kind of how it works. But yeah, again, if the margins don't make sense, then it's not going to work. Is there anything else? What else can other people do? Because I know people are going to listen to this and be like, man, I want to help, but how do I help? What else can people do to help keep Hawaii moving forward so it's not like isolated and falling behind clinically, operationally, marketing, everything?
You know, just any vendor that thinks they have a really good product that helps either the dentist or the clients, they should probably just reach out and explore this territory. Just like you brought some finance guys with you, Proceed Finance.
Yeah.
Yep. And man, that's like incredible stuff. I've never been exposed to them. And it's like more people like you and them and, you know, Armand, just more people need to pay attention.
Awesome. And give your IG handle one more time.
It's Digital Smile Doc, DOC.
Awesome. And if you have a hard time finding it, most of our audience follows me. So just follow me. I follow him. So you'll see Dr. Tony Kim on there. And thank you so much for coming on and kind of sharing this and just kind of sharing your heart. I know you're just trying to help people and you want to see your area do better with dentistry overall,
yeah,
which is awesome. It's really exciting to see.
Cool. Hey, thanks, Gary.